This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to the melodious sounds of the Saxon Superstars. I want you to close your eyes with me and imagine that you are in Rawson Square and you see the Saxon shell. You see Sun Oil, ladies and gentlemen, and you see the feathers. You see the buoyancy. You see the movement. Oh, the Saxons are in the gate. Ladies and gents, it is December. And as promised, I am bringing you the very first Junkanoo show. Junkanoo means so many different things to so many different people. For me, it's tradition. I've been a Saxon longer than I can even imagine being alive. My father is a founding member of the Saxon Superstars. He is the only person in the Saxon Superstars that can say they have won 5 straight best music. That's a feat. It has been undefeated to this very day. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kenny's Corner. Good evening. It's 6:30 in the city, and it's wet. And of course, that means for me, we are on the radio. This is a sexy opportunity for us after the show to get some popcorn and have a little razzle-dazzle. But I come to you this evening as a rebranded person because I got married on the break. And so I come to you as Kendanique Campbell Delavaux. Oh, yes, indeed. Ooh. And my hands are tied because, you know, my husband is the chairman for the backline of One Family March or Die. Warriors. And of course, you know, I'm a Saxon superstar. But this evening, I have with me in studio Dr. Dwight Marshall. He has fixed my leg so that I could be on Bay Street to razzle-dazzle in the gate. Hey! And of course, we have Mr. Andrew Pinder. Andrew is here. He's going to bring that melodious voice, that Barry White tone for us. He's going to bring us down to our normal, right? Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening.
It is a pleasure to have you here with me. So normally when I have my sex shows, right, I have like maybe 125, 130 text messages, inbox messages. But today, it's a Junkanoo show, and I have over 200 messages. Junkanoo brings out something very different and very unique in each and every person. For me, as loud and as chaotic as Junkanoo is, it's my peace. That is my opportunity to be me. That is an opportunity for me to forget that I'm a mom, that I'm a wife, that I have to write for people. I could crash out. I could love myself a little bit.
Yeah.
I could hear my ancestors talking to me and say, can he crash out? And I just crash out because I love it. And it doesn't matter what group coming down, right? I just want that music to be right. And I dancing, but I have a different dance when the Saxons and then when One Family come because they make people. But we're going to talk today about Junkanoo and the evolution and what the NJC is now doing. Now, what Junkanoo mean to y'all? Let me find that out first, and then we can get into some hot questions, because we're coming in hot. What Junkanoo mean to you, Dwight? Now, Dwight, we know you spiritual.
Yeah, there you go.
You deep.
Yeah, deep.
Eye and thing like that, thing. Right. Talk to us, Dwight.
I can't get y'all that deep today, though.
Okay, all right.
That's the bends. If you go down that deep and come back up too quick, you end up with the bends.
Oh, boy.
First of all, I want to congratulate you.
Thank you so much.
on your day.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. For the people who weren't there.
Yes.
The people who weren't, I was there.
Yeah.
I had my bag, athletic bag, with the tape for the foot. The Eastern machine for the foot.
Yes.
I had Sombra to rub on the foot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was the marshal of the wedding.
Yes.
I had my marshal vest in the bag with shares and stable gun.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
But that wedding, when you start talking about junk in the weddings, Kenny set a new high, man. That's ranked number one.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I'm telling you, it was ridiculous.
Thank you.
From the church at the ceremony to the reception, the entrance of the bride and the groom, I've never seen anything like that.
Wow.
I've never. Stacy was in tears. My wife was in tears. She's like, I never realized how powerful this jungle thing is when they entered and the fireworks came out and the brass started and Saxon started playing those songs. It was surreal. That gave you that Bay Street feeling. You know, in the spirit of tune, you're just like on Bay Street, like, I can't believe. You can't even control yourself.
Yeah.
It was that kind of moment.
But that comes from community and love too, you know, Dwight, because I couldn't get that done without the brass. I couldn't get that done without the back line. Craig was very instrumental. Jeremy and Walden, the leaders of the brass section. When I say to you that we are a family, we are a community, if I say to Jeremy, how we looking? How things going? Now, Walden different because Walden can cuss you out right off the rip, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I call Craig, what needs to be done? They say, Kenny, this is what has to be done, and I get it done. But we are a community. I respect their wives or their significant others, and we know each other. I know I could call Yorka. If I call in Jeremy, phone, I can't get Jeremy. I call in Yorka, where is Jeremy?
Yeah.
If I can't get Walden, I say, Walden, I come on, where's Walden? And we get on the phone and we have these conversations. But they showed up for me in grand style. Yeah. The last time that they showed up for me like that was when my mom passed. And it rained fire that day.
Yeah.
And the Saxons waited for me.
Yeah.
I have to pay respect to that back line. I have to pay respect to Jeremy and Walden because they showed up for me.
Yeah.
That's community. Yeah. That's love. That's if I have a break day, I know I could call on them and say, listen, I need you. And then when it was time for Reuben group to come through, I mean, one family was in there like they was like one family bring that thunder. You understand me? Mm-hmm. But that's community. You couldn't pay money for what we had last week Saturday.
True. No. Right.
You couldn't pay for that.
You're right.
That's love. That's community. That's, hey, I get you. You understand me?
Yeah, I know. I was there.
Andrew, when I started talking about jungle, I get like in a different... Forgive me, Andrew. What junk no mean to you, Andrew? Talk to us, Andrew.
Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you, Andrew.
On the name change.
Thank you.
Junk no to me is a celebration.
Yes.
Right? A celebration of our ancestors and for whom we are.
Yes.
Artistically.
Right.
Right. When we go out and dance, when we slamming them drums or ringing them bells.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like growing up in Cummingsville as a child, we used to have our own junk group parades.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I could tell you, Ali Mark Pando, all them teaching us how to make drums and us, you know, with just the plastic and putting the tire rubber bands around the lard can.
Mm-hmm.
And you going out there. But what was more even special at a young age, going to church and being blessed by Bishop Knowles in St. George's Church.
Okay.
The Valley Boys, the section of the Valley Boys who came with the Cummingsville and surrounding areas, Apple Street and the rest of them, they had to go to church before they hit Bay.
Had to.
Right? And I remember, like, you know, you walk in, that was the community. We literally used to walk from Cummingsville in the Valley to Bay. And once or twice, hitting East Street, the Saxons lined up down there in Mason's edition, and they made us go to Market Street.
You better walk around.
To walk around. And we was pushing costumes. So you had two hills.
Mm-hmm.
You had two hills, so you could think about it. Try push them costumes over Sandyville or Hawkins Hill. Otherwise, you're going all the way around Market Street to come back.
And you better walk around.
Yeah, so it's really a true celebration. You know, so John Canoe is me, man. John Canoe is all of us.
John Canoe is us.
Yeah.
You
know, just a celebration.
Go ahead, Dwight.
Well, I didn't get that chance to answer that question.
Mm. Go ahead.
But for me, as a child, because I've been jungle from when I was 9 years old, for me as a child, it was just how awesome the artistry was, right? So that's what got me initially.
Right.
But after really, really researching and studying certain things and realizing what it meant from the continent to us.
Right.
It everything had a deeper meaning.
Right.
I understand the drums. It's a spiritual thing. That's the heartbeat of Africa. Boom, boom, is a lub dub from the heart.
Right.
They mimicking the heartbeat.
Right.
The bells, what we learned from researching over the last couple of years, they rang the bells because they still ring the bells in West Africa.
And in Holland. Yes.
They ring the bells because when you start ringing the bells, you're inviting the presence of the ancestors into that event.
Exactly.
So everything has a meaning. When you wear that costume, for us, you representing that member of your family that made that trek from the West Coast of Africa here. So when you go on the road, you representing that person. You're paying homage to your ancestors who came from there.
Mm-hmm.
So you do that with pride. You do that with commitment. You do that with all the stuff. When I see somebody in a costume that I may not necessarily agree with, I'll never say that person look bad. You look sick. Because I know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
That person is representing their ancestor. So we have to start looking at it to a different lens to appreciate what this thing really is. That's a spirit. That's a serious spirit.
It is a spirit. And I always say, you know, there's been great controversy surrounding what has happened now, what has been happening over the last 2 years, right? And I say, when we stand up and we begin our traversing on the boulevard in front of the Vendue House, that is where our ancestors were sold and bought and they laid naked. And if we look at the track of what Junkanoo truly is, we will understand that it's more than just getting in the road and rushing. It's a spiritual connection. And Junkanoo is an essence and Junkanoo is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't talk Junkanoo with people I don't know, because we could cause ourselves to get in a little problem. And Junkanoo row is the easiest way to get your head split wide open. That is the easiest way. And so some things you must separate yourself from. But the most coveted part of Junkanoo right now has to be the music. Mm-hmm. Everybody come into Bay Street for that music.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the bellas, you hear the drummers, you hear the rhythm section, you hear the conkalakas, the horns. That music getting run. Run this music. The music must lock. You have introduced something new for the NJC. Now, Junkanoo starting Christmas at 9 p.m. Is that correct?
Mm, yes. That's correct.
So that means the Saxons have to be lined up from 3:30 that day to make sure we in the gate.
From 7 o'clock that morning.
7 o'clock that morning. We have to line up. Okay, yeah. 7 o'clock in the morning. Great. Okay, so the parade starts at 9 p.m.
Yes.
New Year's parade starts at 2 a.m.
Yes,
correct.
All right. Talk to me about this new portion of what Junkanoo is for the fanfare. Now, nobody could beat the Saxons with fanfare. All right? I stand on a point of order. I say that, and I ain't taking that back. Now, is the fanfare judged this parade? And is the fanfare a part of the 70 minutes we have to finish? Or is the fanfare separate from the 70 minutes? And when I win the prize for fanfare, that's the brass and the backline prize, right?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about the fanfare, Andrew.
All right, the fanfare is an initiative that we thought about to try and help the flow of the parade.
Okay.
And in doing so, we thought that a lot of people don't really see it down in the hole because everyone watching for Austin Square and the rest of it, right?
Right.
But it's a lot of competition going on for the fanfare. You hear that practices often, right? So, you know, they're gonna bring their best to lined up. And so what we want there in front of the hole in front of the Straw Market is that persons who's there, a lot of people are there watching, but we've actually added seats, a row called Double A. Right, so people actually be able to purchase seats for that.
Now, Andrew, that mean you'll make the road narrow, so we end up
no
spacing.
They're going to be on top of the Straw Market.
On the sidewalk,
and right in front of the Straw Market.
But Andrew, do you know something? The people that are down there by the Straw Market, they are the real Junkanoo people.
Yeah, and because they get to see everything. They get to really get the full details of the costume.
Russell Square, That's where we is.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
When the Saxons kick over, when other groups kick over, that's where it's we.
It's hard down there. And so
hard.
What we really, you know, the initiative here is to, you know, for an award, right? It's called the Fine Fair Award.
Okay.
Right. And that initiative is really for the group that is able to most efficiently lined up.
Okay.
All right. And introduce their that fine fair.
Okay. So, Andrew, the Music Makers scored before the Saxons.
Mm-hmm.
The Saxons in the gate. We ready to line up. We done line up.
Right.
Everybody in formation. We done put the band in the road. The girls, right. Jumpers off the shoulder. Everybody, we in the road.
Right.
The brass kicks over that your group, your grand marshal says, Saxons, you are on the clock.
Right.
That's when my 70 minutes start,
yes.
Right there.
Right.
And the fine fest.
And the fine fest. Right down. This is not going to affect, you know, the timing of the parade.
Now,
the judges who would be there to judge the fine fair would be there when you normally would line up within that 70 minutes to start.
Will we see the judges?
You would know. You'll know who the judges would be there.
Andrew, now, we don't need no bunch of people in the middle of the road.
No.
Okay?
No. They, you know, that's why, though.
In totality.
Yeah.
Because when we get to Rawson Square, everybody will pontificate.
No. There's three judges, right, that will be there for each group that comes up.
Okay. The fanfare kick over, and we start rushing. We have 70 minutes to cross over the line. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, is this done in the app or is this done on the parade?
No, we have both. The actual, when we speak of the second, we look at Rock the Square.
Okay.
Right, will be done in an app. All right, we're partnered with Alive where you can vote from home. You can vote from your bed.
Okay.
All right, as to which group would have rocked the square.
So I need to get 8,000 million Saxons to vote.
However you do it. I guess
other groups
gotta get that too. But literally, this is to actually help the involvement of Junkanoo. Right. Let it be interactive.
So when does it go live? Does it go live that night?
You're going to have to download the Alive Events app.
Uh-huh.
All right? And you'll be able to vote. Questions will be asked.
So it's the judges and the people voting?
The actual Rock the Square, that's just the people's vote.
Okay.
All right. They vote like from home in the stands. Once you have downloaded that event app, and they'll prompt because questions will be asked.
Okay. Now, talk to me about the Raw Junkanoo music on Shirley Street.
Right. The Raw Junkanoo. The Raw Junkanoo is really to the authentic Junkanoo music. All right. So you actually shut the brass down until you get to the zone when you start on Shirley Street. And we're going to go, we'll mark out exactly where it's going to be.
When I can know this information, Andrew, because I don't need no surprises.
No. It's going to be marked out on the road where that zone starts. Because you know that you need, your girls need to kick in the brass, you need to kick it in time for your girls to go into the judging zone.
But will I know that before
you
the
will.
20?
Yes.
You will.
Six.
You will.
We'll talk more about this.
Yeah, we can talk more about
that.
Andrew, you know people don't read.
No, you will.
I can make sure you know. You can talk Junkanoo. You can talk about the show. You can tell the people.
We can have a Junkanoo show the whole every Tuesday.
You know.
You'll come back.
No problem. So Andrew and Dwight, I will know this information ahead of time.
Certainly you will know the information.
So the Raw music, my brass has to shut off.
Right.
You only want backline music.
Yeah,
backline music.
So you want rhythm.
Exactly.
You want conkalakas.
Exactly.
You want bellas.
Exactly.
You want whistle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You want cymbal.
Exactly.
You want bass drum.
Definitely.
That's all you want.
Black horn.
And how long is so?
And guess what? That opened to A and B.
A and B category. Everybody in that.
A and B.
That opened to A and B.
So colors may
beat someone.
Hold on, man.
Yeah. Colors may beat someone.
Colors.
Yeah, because it's first, second, and third prize. Yeah.
So, colors may have. Okay. So, because you know, colors famous for shutting off they brass.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So, Andrew and Dwight, how long is that section of music supposed to last?
No, as you start, you're still on the clock. We're not. This is not gonna affect the clock.
So, how long are you supposed to give you raw music?
Until we haven't marked it out exactly where it'll stop.
Right.
But it's probably near First Caribbean.
Yeah.
Or like.
So from we hit that bend.
Yeah, from you line up. Because most groups line, when groups lined up, the front line or there, so the back line, when the back line hit, let's just say.
In front of the hospital.
No, you can be, we heading west. So it'll be, you know, by First Caribbean or near the new American embassy. See, right.
Okay.
All right. We just wanted that your brass can kick in time. For your girls when they start
in the zone.
In the zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I hope everybody understand that, because we have to make sure we get that point.
Right, but it'll be marked out. It'll be measured and marked out, you know, so that no one is disadvantaged.
Okay. Do these two things add towards the overall?
No. Okay. It's a private cash awards to the sections.
They go to the sections.
What do you mean the sections?
The sections. These are not for the...
back line.
For the last two years, we've been doing competitions within the parade.
Right.
And it was designed, and we came up with this in the NJC, it was designed to put monies in the pockets of these people in the sections. The group always gets money.
Okay.
It's the people who put on these productions who always get left out in the cold.
Because I want y'all to know, these people who y'all having these conversations with, some of these people do not know how the group gets to Bay Street. Mm-hmm. It's the people that are in the group that make the group move.
Spending their money. So these are the initiatives designed to get money back in these sections who spend money to get to the road. So these are private competitions outside of the main competition. No points go towards the overall from any of these competitions.
So now I see y'all have the point, the Dewey Decimal System, for y'all adding up these points, right?
Oh, they round off the whole numbers then.
You're rounding off the whole numbers.
Correct.
So I could win the parade 96.2.5, and then someone could get 96.2.53. Because if it's out of 100, because 1 plus 1 is 2.
Yeah, that's
legally
system.
That's for them.
Because, okay, because we started off late in the season, we had the groups who said they didn't want too much change when it comes to that. And I understand what they're saying.
Okay.
It was up to me. When I was 16, and when they say, in first place with 4,975 points, that's what I used to.
Okay.
You know, points, 2 and...
Yeah.
Anyway, so tell me something. Lead costume, banner, overall group performance.
Mm-hmm.
These still count towards the overall group amount.
Yeah. The only real difference with, and again, these are requests, these were requested by the groups. They didn't want no big changes in that short amount of time. And I understand that. You're preparing for a parade under one set of rules. You can't change that in October.
Yeah, because groups would have already started.
Yes.
Be mindful, we've been at this now, what, 2 months?
2 months, like since October.
I think two months.
Now, the only thing we did away with was the disqualification. And the reason for that...
And the exhibition.
Well, and the exhibition. And the reason for that, right?
Why y'all do away with exhibition? Because my thing is this, Dwight. You was a Genesis, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you was a Genesis now, because you was a real Saxon, right? If you say to me, Genesis have to exhibit... The Nassau Guardian of the exhibit, why the way forward can't exhibit? Would make them so different?
From my perspective, when we had to do it, we disagreed with it. We didn't want to do it. We had to do it because, you know, it that was the rules that they had in place. We had to do it, so that's why we did it, but we never agreed with it. I heard one of the members say one time in a meeting that they believe that if you're going to have any sort of exhibition, present the day of the parade, and once you meet all the requirements, you can compete for a prize. I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with that. If you have everything in the road, why make them come back New Year's with another presentation to compete for a prize? If it's there, go down the road.
But I have a question to Dwight. Based on the rules, right? Because as a part of the, I am a part of the JCNP. When you look at the rules, based on how it is now with no disqualification and no exhibit, it seems to me you could come out there, Dwight. You could come out there and shake pants and beat me, and I've been in the shock from April.
That's definitely not the intent. That's not
because that's how it looked to me, Andrew.
It's not intent to water down Junkin on any which.
Tell me what it is, Andrew.
No, it's just basically groups that are, you know, spending a lot of money, spending a lot of time and so forth, giving them, you know, rising them. It's just lifting them to the point that, hey, this is what is expected. This is the opportunity. Go there and do it.
Now, also, you were talking about disqualification as well, right?
Right.
For smaller groups, let me put it this way. For smaller groups, right? Let's just say your group could only put 215 people in the road. Mm-hmm. You marked 215. We gotta meet this number. The girls mad. Girls ain't coming to Bay Street. That's 30 of them gone. Mm-hmm. You fall short, but you have that person who did his lead piece, right? Mm-hmm. You have the people who did off the shoulder. You have your music section who have a chance now to win these different categories. You won't go win the parade because your number's down. You can get beat. But at the same token,
thank you.
I think it's only fair that you allow those people in those sections, especially with the costuming, to still compete for a prize. When you disqualify them, you disqualify the entire group. And disqualification now, you make it even more difficult for them to secure any sort of sponsorship because people don't want to be associated with that. You could get beat, you know. But when you say, you won't make it to the road, we ain't gonna give you no money, that's a different thing.
But Dr. Marshall, what happens when you have...
You got me, Dr. Marshall. It's easy with
that. Yeah, Dr. Marshall, what happens when you have groups, right? And this is not to take away from any group, because I respect everybody on the road. What happens when you have groups like The Makers mm-hmm. and Prodigal? Mm-hmm. Either they're going to show up 8 hours late, mm-hmm. or they ain't going to show up at all, mm-hmm. or they ain't going to make the number, or they're going to block up the road. Mm-hmm. What happens when you feel like these people shouldn't be in the A category?
Now, these are discussions we'll have after the season, because again...
How soon after the season? Because the next parade is January 2nd.
No, after the season.
That's January 1.
Where is January?
New Year's.
I mean, after that. I'm talking about after the season.
Like, how soon?
Well, let us get off the road first. We got to have these discussions and invite people in. And, you know, we got to, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because there has to be some standards. You can't come there with 50 people... Talking about the A category group, $40,000. Like, that don't make sense.
That's so a discussion to be had. It has to. Personally. Yes. Yeah.
It has to be had, yeah. Andrew, because yeah. you disenfranchise and you water down the junkanoo that we right. need to have.
Right. Yeah.
It devalues the process. Mm-hmm.
And I think demotions down to a smaller category, more manageable category, mm-hmm. that's something that's in play.
Or create another, just create another category.
You can call them.
Call them B minus or something.
A minus. Yeah, we got to do that.
We got
to help them to rise or something.
So, it has to be something in place where you have to sign. You have to sign and agree to this. This is your contract now. Mm-hmm. If you are not unable to maintain this for a certain amount of parades, then you know, have to move down until you're viable and move back up. Like, these things are on the table. We could discuss all these things.
We have to take a break. I only get to 7 questions. Mm-hmm. We have many more questions to ask. We are going to take a quick break. The line is blowing up, but I can't trust y'all to call in and ask these questions because I don't know what y'all going to say, and we don't have no relay on this phone. So I a little wary about taking calls. I can't do that today.
Yeah.
But if we screen them, we'll see about taking some calls because the board open. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gents, of course, this is Kendini Campbell Delevo.
There you go.
Hey! I'm a married woman now! My baby's the backline chairman. March or die! Okay, let me focus. Ladies and gents, we are going to be back. This is another riveting, exhilarating, pulsating, junkanoo-inspired Saxon Superstar Tuesday. Here on Kenny's Corner, I have some other junkanoo people with me. But this is my show, and I can play the music I like. Chris, run that music.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Girl, you see how Cora I look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday.
So what do you think we should do? I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them, and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, close your eyes and razzle dazzle with me. We are in the square. Chris, don't turn your music down. Turn your music back up, Chris. Oh, the patterns they are dropping. The patterns they are dropping. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the melodious sounds of One Family. Cool it now. March or die. Oh, do you hear the drums? In my arms. And I won't be the same until she is mine. Oh, my friends keep telling me, cool it now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the sounds of One Family, March or Die. You're on Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. You know, when they play this jungle music, I have a... It's a different type of beast that has come out inside of me. I have on my socks and shirt. I don't want y'all to get confused. Ladies and gents, I have with me Dr. Dwight Marshall and Mr. Andrew Pinder. They are here to speak to us about what's going on, what's going to happen with the parades in this particular season. The NJC has taken control of the management of the parades, and it is a different type of organization. It's a different type of thing happening. We've gone over the information in our first segment. The Christmas parade starts at 9 p.m., New Year's at 2 a.m., 70 minutes. The most effective group that utilizes their time for the overall parade for the competition for fanfare. Fanfare is not a separate time frame. It's inclusive of the 70 minutes. On for raw music, it's going to be on Shirley Street. That section, they will map out and they will let us know what happens in terms of the raw music. So the raw music means shut the brass off. That means bass drummers, rhythm section, kunkalakas, cowbellas, cymbals, whistles, black horn, fog horn, whatever you want to have in your back line. That's your back line. That is raw music. No brass. The music will turn on at a specific point. They will get us that information. The winners of these specific categories will go directly to the section, because as Dr. Marshall said, the group always gets money. But the sections will receive those funds, because it's you that do the work. You are in the classroom. You are catching draft. Your wife almost puts you out because you staying out late. The money coming to you. Is that correct, Dr. Marshall?
Absolutely.
Andrew?
That's correct.
Okay. Now.
But I want to, before you go on.
Go ahead.
Before you go on, Kenny. You're telling the tea about the price of it. We're thinking about the 20,000 I can go.
No. That's I keep it in my pocket for now.
You're talking about
that. Yeah, that probably ain't going to be until the next break.
We can talk about that offline.
Okay.
Just think of a hole in one in
God. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Just think of a hole in one in God.
Anyway. I mean, you know they at Albany now. I mean, they have us on the world map. I'm ready. So now, when we talk about what has to happen for this new season of Junkanoo, right? What else do you want to talk about that you guys are bringing to the table that's new? And I noticed that y'all have some women in the mix. I like that y'all are finally including us.
Women always in the mix.
My grandma used to mix pop for digging for the shop for years.
See, I just said.
Let me show you something.
It's always been the mix.
Junkanoo could never be where it is right now or ever meet its potential without the women.
Okay.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thanks.
We know that.
Yeah. Thank you.
And if anybody disagrees with that, they're in denial.
I mean, strong.
Because look at it.
Yeah.
Every group. Mm-hmm. You can't. Come on.
Are y'all going to have, now you know there's legends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all going to have like recognition of certain people like Spider, right? You can't get no bells on no drum without Spider.
Mm-hmm.
Like Arlene Nashberg's, and I mean, when you think of Junkanoo, her name is synonymous. Like mm-hmm. Arlene is the godmother of Junkanoo. Mm-hmm. She was my principal as well. And I must say, like, had it not been for Arlene, I might have been in jail. I mean, because like my very first day at St. John's, I got detention. And I stayed in detention for a full year. Like I got all my lessons in Arlene's office. I had to read the dictionary, I had to answer the phone. And Mrs. Ferguson, the first day to school, I get in trouble. And I would remain there for a full year.
McKinney.
Uh-huh.
Dying work. You still getting in trouble.
I still getting in trouble, but it wasn't as bad. But Miss Ferguson, she had to do something with that energy I had. Like,
thank God for Junkanoo.
Thank God. No, but I started a Junkanoo at 3 years old.
Yeah.
I was one of the little girls out in the front of the Saxon Superstars. Myself and Fanair and Hannah.
Mm.
Myself, Fanair and Hannah, and Lick Scavala's daughter, Tina. It was myself, Tina, and Fanairin. And we were out in the front of the Saxons, and then we went on to choreograph with Henry Higgins. I went off to university. I came back and I did free dance for a while. And now I am where I am in terms of my group. But I am a Saxon through and through. Okay, hold on. Kenny, this sounds like a valley on Bay. Kenny, aren't you part of the NJC? No, I'm not a part of the NJC. Kenny, not the shirt and pants. Yes, y'all need to open the phone lines. The JCNP has some questions. If you have questions and the questions are respectful, then we can have that conversation. But we gotta remain respectful. Next question, Kenny, do you foresee any issues with the two valleys? Is this a question for me or this for Dwight? Them, text me back. I can't say if I foresee any problems with the two valleys. I think it's a court issue, and the court has to deal with that. I have my own opinion, as I am able to do. I live in a democratic society. I am not a Valley boy, but I have friends that are Valley boys, and I respect their positions. Not everybody may respect mine, but I respect theirs. Junkanoo is free trade. So If you want to rush with the Saxons one morning and then you rush with Genesis another morning, that's entirely up to you. Junkanoo is for everybody, and nobody should be shut out of Junkanoo. But I think there's a way to do things. And what I think is that we rush alongside these people for years, and communication and misunderstanding happens, and it sparks things that we did not necessarily know how to handle. And I think communication is very key. I think if we communicated on a higher frequency, we would have less issues. But let the record reflect, I am not a valley boy. Let us be abundantly clear with that. Do we have any other, what else y'all want to say? Because I have plenty more questions.
Okay, this Friday, we have the T-shirt day.
Phone ring in.
We have the T-shirt day this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Where, again, this is something that came about through this committee, where we wanted to show Junkanoo unity, not only in New Providence,
mm-hmm.
but throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
So this Friday, we came up with the T-shirt day, a proclamation made by the Prime Minister, where we have all the people from all the groups, the fans, everybody from all over the country repping their groups at once.
Which day is this?
This Friday, the 12th.
This coming Friday?
Yes, this coming Friday.
Well, Dwight, I mean, what about me? Like, because I plan to wear my Saxon shirt.
You have it on now.
Straight until then.
So you
with everything that I have on.
You have National T-Shirt Week. You have that by yourself.
I have this by my, Dwight, yeah. I wear it when I drop on out of school in the morning. When I go to work, I can put on a nice jacket over it. But I wear my shirt every day.
Yeah, you have it this week. We make a special proclamation for you.
I win.
Whole week. Yeah,
I
you
win.
You win. You in first place.
What my
off the shoes. Oh, you will see off the shoes. Miss off the shoes. She went nuts. She went nuts. Off the shoes.
Yeah. I win best
off the shoes.
Yeah, I win best off the
shoes.
You know who
crazy.
Did my shoes?
Oh.
April.
Oh.
April from the Saxon Superstars. April did my shoes. April did my shoes for the wedding dress, and she did my shoes for the wedding reception dress.
She was crazy.
The shoes was dangerous.
She was crazy.
The shoes was dangerous.
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah, man.
Andrew, these shoes should be in a museum. They should be in the Smithsonian. Like, my shoes was dangerous.
Yeah.
I got them this morning.
I went
best off the shoes. Yeah. I'm telling you. They wasn't ready for me. And April took her time, and she was very meticulous in how she placed my stones. And I said, listen, I want these to sparkle when I lift my dress. And then when the jungle start,
they're scared.
They jealous me when I come through.
Yeah.
So Andrew and Dr. Marshall, tell me about what you foresee happening on the night of Christmas, the 25th. Do we still assemble in our same spots? Are people what's going to happen? We still have to be able to load the trailers, get the trailers there. Are you going to close the roads at a particular time? What is going to happen in terms of logistics?
Well, that's something that the PMT, I don't want to preempt them. The PMT is going to provide that information. But the whole goal this year is to improve the fan experience, right? Because over the years, you know, they always complain about the gaps and all the rest of these things. And we're trying our best to put things in place to prevent this from happening. Because, you know, Junkanoo belongs to the people as well. So, you know, they nobody wants to go down to empty bleachers. So we wanna create a new experience for them.
Okay.
It's more interactive. There's gonna be a toast.
A toast?
In the square.
Mm-hmm.
Collect toast.
Oh.
In the square. So we're trying to fill in some of the gaps where they're gonna be like minimal anyway, with different things. We wanna have presentations, giveaways, that sort of things. And
it can't be boring, man, Dwight, because listen. The parade, as long as I've known myself, from Brian Gibson used to call numbers and you win by 8 million points, the parade has always been long. If the parade is starting at 9 p.m.,
mm-hmm. we flow in.
What time are we projected to be off of Bay Street?
I think that's a
12 hours.
Wait, 12 hours? You think it's 12 hours?
I think it's more than that.
No, man, we're trying to cut that down.
A goal.
Why are y'all trying to rush us off Bay Street?
Who's us?
Like you say,
I just rushed it, you know.
Okay, I forget.
We're just trying to create an experience.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Now, alive with the ticketing, talk to me about how we are going to deal with the ticketing process. That's PMT or that's somebody else?
No, they got yesterday tea, and let me step back, right? Because we have to realize how much Bahamians love John Galoo.
Yep.
I think we think we know, but we don't really know you.
Mm-hmm.
Those people rushed that platform yesterday mm-hmm. and mashed that up from the start.
That 42,000
They had persons. Unprecedented.
Touched their site
yes.
yesterday.
They had to go in meetings.
They had to go in meetings.
To fix that. They weren't expecting that. But then, the Bahamian people again.
Yeah.
Tell you, people were waiting 9:59, 10 o'clock. And everyone went on the same time.
Do you know that there was a time, right, when they used to sell the tickets at the stadium or
mm-hmm.
then in downtown?
Mm-hmm.
And Jerron and Javon Williams would be there. My dad would be there, even though my daddy was still Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go there from the night before just to get tickets.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Mm-hmm. I mean, John Canoe brings out a different type of animal, you know.
Yes.
And when I wrote something recently and I said that John Canoe is a drug and it is the endorphins that you get. You downtown. Now you know that y'all have already erected the lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see those lights and you look to the western end of Bay Street. And you see the yellows and the oranges and the whites, and you see the feathering, and you see the buoyancy. You see the big Susie swinging left and right. It doesn't make a difference what group is coming up that boulevard, because you know that's I come to get me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the music.
They come in.
That
mm-hmm.
that's that performance. They come when in. You see Jerry and Jerry putting your head sign up like this,
they come in.
And they start.
They come in.
The music reach.
Yeah.
The people come in to see the girls. They come in to see, wow, how they do that. Tricks, illusions. They come in to see the jumpers and the step downs and the lead and the banner. The banner itself is going to tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
The synopsis, okay, fine. Nobody listen to them, no how. I will see what the banner say.
Mm-hmm.
I will see what y'all bring in the road. There's a difference when you have it on paper, you know. But if you won't beat me in the road.
Yeah.
Like, I will see you. I will see what you bring.
Yeah.
You're standing up to George Street, and you know everybody's standing up to George Street to have your little hot Lipton tea, your little sauce, water.
You'll get off there.
You'll get off. You're sitting on the church, people church step cussing.
Yeah, yeah.
My God, there's be cussing on the people church step.
Yeah.
But that's us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ain't made no disrespect by it.
No.
But you don't talk junk with people you don't know because you can get yourself in problems.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But when you think about John Canoe and what it means to us as a people, it is the greatest show on earth.
Bar none.
It is unmatched.
Bar none.
It is unmatched.
Bring whatever you have from anywhere in the world, and if you have any people from other countries listening, bring whatever you have, and we'll line up against that.
And we can beat you.
And we can beat you.
We can beat you.
Yeah.
You saw what that young man did from Langston University.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Saxon, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a Saxon.
Okay.
I just wanted y'all to know.
Yeah.
And you saw what he did?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want us to be very clear.
But then that's how powerful this thing is, you know. Like, even when you look at Bahamian students abroad, right, we always manage to pull people into our culture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're intrigued by things, by the way we talk, by things we do. John Canoe, like, just throws it over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when you saw that, you know, that's a point of national pride. Everybody who saw it, regardless of what group, was like, wow. John Canoe doing this.
He make us proud. Let me read these questions to you. Kenny, kindly ask your guests if they are preparing to fill the gaps with entertainment and tell them there will always be gaps.
There has to be gaps. We know there's going to be gaps. We plan on addressing some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And the gaps, 1 hour gap is ridiculous. There are going to be gaps because there has to be space between the groups. We're going to try and minimize those gaps as much as possible because some are ridiculous. Like, you know, somebody signing the gate saying, well, we waiting for them to go further down the road. Ain't going to work. We have fine fare now. Get on the clock and go get this money.
But Dwight, Dr. Marshall, I have to say to you, in all honesty, right? If the maker's going out in front of me,
mm-hmm.
I want the makers to go because I don't want you to mix up my music and I need my tonality to be right.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, right? The makers go down the road for a bit. The people in the front of the group don't get music.
No, they dance. They dance in their hair.
And you can hear them talking. Right. We ran the same type operation in Freeport.
Right.
Freeport groups came out like this. There's no gaps, no gaps. Big groups, they big. And there were no complaints.
Platinum Nights, everybody, they out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, and you know, and they right behind.
Rockers,
Platinum Nights, Rockers came behind. Swingers were behind. Classic dance. And it flowed. There were no gaps. And there was no interruption in the music. We do the same thing with Junior John Canoe.
But do you think that it's different because it's Nassau John Canoe and we have a different feeling about it?
We do have a different feeling about it, but it doesn't change. The dynamics are the same.
Okay.
It's, you know, when someone say, no man, they want them to go, let them go further. That don't mean they need to go further because that music ain't going to interrupt your music anyway.
What about Penalty Dwight?
Okay.
If I have 70 minutes,
mm-hmm.
Will I pick up a penalty if I am not ready when you say to be ready?
No, you got to be ready. Kenny, when you go to the airport.
But what is my grace period?
But when you go to the airport, right? Grace period?
Mm-hmm.
You ever go on to the airport trying to get your flight out on American and they say, we're leaving at this time. And you say, you know what? I still by the lake. Y'all give me a little bit of time. No, man. We have to.
What is my grace period, though, Dwight?
Well, I ain't up with no grace.
Okay,
we starting.
The makers ain't there. Let's just say the makers don't show up for but whatever reason.
We have some things we're trying to put in place that we talked about
earlier.
Yes. To make sure.
Yes, to make
granted,
sure.
Granted.
Yes.
But I'm saying to you, if that Maslow's theory, anything that can go wrong. If I am, I know that I'm coming, you might as well say two is one, right? I know I have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all say makers was going. How I gonna know? How will I know the makers definitely are not showing up? Will there be an assistant grand marshal to come to say to me, hey, Kenny, Nisi, we know your group ain't coming out. Y'all have 20 minutes. Is Calvin going to tell my group y'all have 30 minutes to galvanize? Because the girls in the church, the fellas by the fire, the bellas through the corner. The rhythm section, someplace else.
But I think these are things that I don't think it's irrational to expect to have an extra period to get people up. Now, jungle people, I've been rushing last night. I've been in the gate, been doers. Man, don't rush us. No, we still moving on the schedule.
I could feel
and
me saying that too.
And sometimes guys get irrational and that ain't fair, right? Because we think about us. You still have people in the stands who come to watch us, you know. These are the people who buying these tickets. These are the money from these tickets that are paying the prize money. So we still have to be cognizant of that fact. We can't just be dismissive.
That's experience.
They can wait. You can't do that.
But Dwight, if they go to watch Beyonce, they can wait. We are the show. If they go in to watch anything, they wait. And when they jump in their car and hurts, they put on their seatbelt and their rules and regulations. You mean to tell me once you can't wait?
If I go to watch Beyonce, right? Yes. And Beyonce make me wait an hour, I'm mad, right?
Right.
I had to wait. Beyonce got to have a show there next year too. I ain't coming to Beyonce show.
Okay. But Dwight, do you 42,000 people went on the site yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You think that they are just really coming to see what happens between the two valleys? In terms of anticipation, because this is a very coveted parade.
People, many people love John Canoe, man. They love John Canoe.
They come in.
They love John Canoe. You take 10 people right now and put them out on the road and start beating drum and ringing bells. You running out there. You going out there.
Yeah, you
think I can go outside?
You can be out there.
Okay.
You can stop talking to us for a minute. What are they?
So the jungle, many people love John Canoe. So this notion that, they only come to see me?
Yeah.
That was disproven a long time ago.
Well, I mean, I cracked a couple jokes on Facebook recently, right? Yeah. Long little while. I was like, nobody coming to see you, Otis. Because like, who is coming? Like, they come in the Bay Street to see the big boys. And the truth of the matter is, people come to see the big boys.
They do. And they come to see other people too.
They do.
J. Junk in the way in that.
Remember, right?
We delusional, you know.
Remember, Bay Street is our stage, you know. That's our Hollywood. Parents come and see their kids.
You get me?
I mean, you can look at it in all kinds of ways, but you know, when you get in Ross's Square, you try to see your sister, your boyfriend, you try to see everyone. That's your time to shine.
Well, can I tell you right when my daddy used to rush? I knew when he was coming because he would come right by the fence, by the gate, and he'd kiss mommy, and mommy would want a little time, and that's their little kiss. Like, when I go downtown now, I still like, I look in to see mommy. I know my mommy gone, right? But like, I still look in to see mommy because I know mommy could be standing by that gate. But when I look in for Ruben, because I know what his shoes look like, because all of the drummers just about look alike, but I know where he will be placed. He will be on the right-hand side if he's coming up, and I on the opposite side. But I look down to see his shoes. I gotta see my baby. I gotta, and then he have a special little bang, 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 bang. I know that he's doing that just for me, you know?
Yeah.
So you look for your people. Mm-hmm. Certain people look for, like, you look for apples. You know apples can give you a showstopper. When I saw apples line up at Genesis, I was like, Jesus, this apples? Because you know that's apples. You know she coming to bring something different. Mm-hmm. You looking for Krista. You looking for certain people on Bay Street.
Yeah.
I looking for Fanarin. Yeah. Like, you looking, like, I looking for Timon. I looking for Kelly.
And you know what we need to do more of too, I think? Especially whoever's going to be hosting these parades. These are people that...
Give me the job. Give me my job. Let me pay the school fee, boy.
You'll do good, man.
I think so, too.
You'll do good, man.
Fix your face, Dr. Marshall. Go ahead, Dr. Marshall.
You don't want me to rob you?
No. Okay. No, don't rob me. Don't rob me.
These people need to be identified during the parade.
Mm-hmm.
When Pump coming down with his, people, the fans, you know what it is, he got to be pointing out. And in this group is boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm. Ruben Rumpa-Pum-Pum.
They got to know when
Master
Brass
drummer.
Reach. This Jeremy Lightline.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, give these people their props on the parade. We creating personalities that are going to be international personalities once this thing blow up.
Yes.
So
in terms of the UNESCO thing, you mean?
Well, yeah, when the internationalization of John Canoe, we can need these faces and these personalities to help promote this thing, you know. I see they was talking about this person. Oh, he in this group, that's him.
We don't do that
to our people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We need to call them out, like, oh, that's Apples there.
We must also make space for the younger people.
True.
Dwight, you cannot be an octogenarian and still hold space.
No.
Allow these young people allow the space, Dwight.
But that comes with us promoting these people. You see them in the road, like, that's a little, that's the little boy from last year, and you call him and tell him, this is the little boy from last year, and you know his name, and he with this group, and look at him, watch him go. Like, you creating these personalities that are going to help to promote this whole thing.
You're looking for John Williams.
Yes.
You're looking for Otavio Gator. You're looking for these people because you know, or you're looking for Shadi. You know when you see them on Bay Street, it can be Shell Down. You know the trilogy come in.
Yeah.
Let me read this text. Kenny, this is Sparky. I realize that I am barred from calling, but I hope I can text. History I can tell you from December 1958, the Saxon truly started when Gus showed Woola the birds and the bees. Then Woola came with the crawfish, Chippy came with the gold star, and John Canoe was over from then. John Canoe gone crazy ever after. Thank you, Sparky. I appreciate that.
Hey, Sparky. If you listen, that's my patient.
This is another texter. I'm a big spectator, and I'm not gonna lie, Kenny. I come to hear the Saxons, see the valley, and the world famous 1958, and then colors. I know Jeremy Lightbourne. Big up to my boy Boop Boop. I come in to see Willa Francis too. Kenny, get the job. Focus, please. Focus. Okay. Dwight. Tell the people it's 7:25. You have 5 minutes.
I gotta
wait. Dwight, I have 5 minutes. Tell the people what else. Andrew, 5 minutes. Tell the people what else you need to do.
Well, we know that we spoke about all of the awards and everything that's going on for the upcoming parade. But safety is paramount. All right, safety is paramount. We're meeting with the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Our meeting was held tonight. Leaders were there. We want to make sure that the parade runs smooth. It's not clogged up. No incidents. It's hard to plan, but we're working hard to plan. If we could just be mindful that we're not here in any which way to try and take over John Canoe. but rather to take care of it for generations to come. It's something that we, in our planning, we always, you know, tell ourselves that preservation is key to us really holding on to what, you know, we say is ours. Of course, we didn't speak about the festival, but this year, you know, the introduction of the festival is to help, because one of the things that we see a need, Junkanoo, in order for Junkanoo to grow, to get to the place where everyone is dying for it to go, we have to bottle it and be able to sell it internationally. Right. And the way to do that, we have found, is through a festival where our guests to our shores, our tourists and persons at home visiting, would be able to come to micro parades where they can get in the road and feel the rush.
Right.
All right, be able to participate. And that's what you're going to see during some of the festival on the December 18, 19 in Pompey Square, December 20, 21st, and what is it, 28, east of East Street. The festival site is going to be set up there in government parking, in government printing parking lot. So it's the experience that we are trying to do. And really, so this is just a, what would you call it, right? A beta run?
Yeah.
All right. Like, you know, like I said, it's only 2 months to plan it, but, you know, the festival committee headed by Bando Boswick and Angelique McKay are working extremely hard. We have the Tourism Development Board on board, Ministry of Tourism, Bites on Bay. We're speaking to some downtown merchants.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So these are the things that we envision and we are trying to execute.
So they have, you know, during the festival, again, some features of Junkanoo. They have the carving, yeah, the cardboard bending. They have the goat skin. And all these are on display for the tourists to be able to see, locals to be able to see. And the goal is to create, you know, that Junkanoo Festival, a signature event in the country that we can invite international guests so they can come and stay the week and participate. And that's something that we can...
And carry to the family islands.
Right.
And,
but we have... It's all over. You know, everybody has a festival mode now.
Yeah.
Model now. So we're going to run with that. Junkanoo is ours, man. It's the baby and all of us.
And everyone needs to be a part. Everyone needs to be a part.
Yes.
Like you said, we just want to take care of it. Yeah.
I want us to go a little further with this, and maybe we can have a better conversation. But I think that there needs to be, not even a conclave, but there needs to be a closed-door communication, not with the leaders, because in most instances, the leaders do not know how the group galvanizes to get to Bay Street. I think there should be a conversation with the actual section heads, because they are the movers and the shakers of the group. I think that they are forgotten, and I don't think that the respect is shown, gratitude is shown sufficiently. This is a message that comes in. Congratulations, Mrs. D. Gal, you got to tell me them roots. My grandma was from Cookit Island. She's a Delavaux. I'm so happy for you, doll. I will tell you. We want to be mindful, of course, to pay homage to all of our Junkanoo comrades. There's one person that I think of very often that I don't see when I'm dropping a night of school, Naka. And I don't know where Naka is. I don't know what's going on with Naka.
Yeah.
Chris, we have a caller. See, screen that, Chris. we have to look up at people like Naka. Like, where is Naka at this point?
Yeah, sure.
I haven't seen
Knock in the Road. Gay just passed. These are legends, you know. And sometimes we give our people their flowers after they would have gone. And I think that it's monumental to recognize them. And Junkanoo is all of us.
Right.
And some of us take Junkanoo to heart a little bit more than others. And Junkanoo for me is personal, as I'm assuming that it must be for everyone. Chris, do we want to take this call? Caller, good evening. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Alpha Male, how are you?
I am awesome. I know that the show is about to end.
Yes.
And I want to say on behalf of all of us from downtown Barataria, where the rhythm band love. Your husband and I, the fellowship, I know him from a child. His father and I, his mother, we are all a good friends.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we've been friends from then until now.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, and I said, you are doing the right thing. So from all of us in DT, Donk Donk Barataria, We want to wish you and Rupa-pum-pum the best. And I'm going to tell you one thing as an old man.
Yes, sir.
Keep everybody out of your business, yes, especially right. your best friend.
That's right. Yes.
Woman, just take your man.
Yes,
keep
sir.
Them out of your hair, but the nosy, jealous friend,
yes.
jealousy friend, just envy you and take your man.
Yes.
So
yes.
be like a lion. Keep them away from your man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have a wonderful evening.
I appreciate you, Alpha Male. I will pass the message on to my husband.
From all the family, my big sister who just passed.
Please have my sympathy.
Your husband was there. He fellowship with us.
Yes, he was. He was.
And we appreciate that.
And Kasim is a huge part of the rhythm band, and we couldn't do it without Kasim. Kasim actually came in for the wedding, and Kasim was here with us.
He told me. He told me. He was there. He was there. He told me that he was there. And in fact, when he come there, and his father just was here.
Yes.
He left yesterday.
Yes, sir.
He's trying to heal. We're trying to heal gradually.
Yes.
But we're going to be all right.
Thank you. I appreciate you, and we will be
God
in Exuma
you.
In short order. That is our love town. We love it there.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I will pass the message on to my husband. Thank you. Thank you. So again, we are out of time. But this evening I've had Andrew Pinder here with me. And thank you, Andrew, thank you to Sir Franklin for always supporting culture and the Saxon Superstars. Without him, we would not make it to Bay Street. Thank you very much.
Sure, I'll express that to him.
Dr. Dwight Marshall. As a matter of fact, Charlene and I went to school together all our lives. Franin and Roswell. Roselle is a baby to us, but of course. And Beverton made sure that my mom was straight before she left, you know, in hospital. Dr. Marshall, I stressed you right out while I was in Amsterdam because I didn't know it was gonna happen today, but you showed up.
No, this people need to understand like this our real friend.
Yeah,
can't even sister now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, I got it back.
Yeah,
I appreciate
That's
you.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I appreciate you, ladies and gents. You were listening to Kenny's Corner, and both Dr. Marshall and Mr. Pinder said that they will come back if they
need
to. You can bring the PMT back whenever you're ready. I can have the conversation again on Tuesday. But this is going into the Jankanu season. We are minus 20 days into the parade, and it's going to be a very coveted parade.
Oh,
Fanfare in the gate, raw music on Shirley Street. The parade starts promptly at 9 p.m. Christmas. The turkey neck have to be done early.
Yeah.
2 a.m. for New Year's. 70 minutes to get that six-pack. Saxons in six. I call it straight unbox.
Place or?
Dwight, not today. I ain't trying to be safe on this radio today. Ladies and gents. Ladies and gents. What is it? Chris, what is this you playing? This is Saxons? This up? Crystal, let me know you fall out. Thank you very much, Chris. This is Saxon Superstars. We're going to take us out with the melodious sounds of the Saxon Superstars. This is another sexy Tuesday. It's wet outside. Get you some popcorn, whatever libation you would like to have, and put your leg across that man, and you put your leg across her. You know, make some good music tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny's Corner. We'll be back next week Tuesday. It's going to be another sexy edition of Kenny's Corner. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the sounds of the four straight champions, Saxon Superstars.
Yeah.